Please rise. Governor Meade, we welcome to the Senate. First Lady, welcome to the Senate. Governor, welcome.
Thank you, President. Thank you, Senators. I know you've been eagerly awaiting my arrival here because it signals the end of the session for you. I was thinking about the comments today, and first I want to express appreciation to each and every one of you for the hard work that you have done during the session. It's always remarkable to me to watch the long hours that you put in and the work that you get done. And I also want to take time to thank your remarkable staff, Mr. President, the LSO, and the many volunteers. You guys make it work so smoothly, so we thank you for your efforts. It certainly makes our job downstairs much easier. Yeah. So it's always interesting, as some of you or probably many of you read in the paper this morning, there's already the analysis of this session, and everything I read is roses. But I want to talk about that a little bit because just a few bills that of many that I thought were important to be able to give in-state tuition to our vets and to their families. You know, that is a wonderful thing, and I would just say this legislature and previous legislators have done an extraordinarily good job looking after our men and women in the military and our veterans. And I think about that because just yesterday we saw a number of our troops return home, and we did a few days before that. And I know that as we send them off overseas, and we are going to have more veterans, that one of the best things we can do as a state, as we have done, is to say in a loud and clear voice, we thank you for your service, and we are here to support you any way we can. And I congratulate all of you in making that happen. It's a remarkable thing. And just to tell you, I go to the, when they're deployed, I see our guard members leave, and as I've said before, it's an emotional thing for me because you see young mothers kissing a 4-month-old baby goodbye. You see grandfathers hugging a family saying goodbye. And so when you think about their service and their sacrifice and leaving the family and the separation, it certainly is good news when they come home to their state, to the state of Wyoming. They know this legislature, you senators, support them. So I congratulate you on that. Job well done. We also had a great piece of legislation, in my mind, protection for sexual assault victims. And one of the things that we pride ourselves in Wyoming is being a state that, compared to other states, relatively low crime rate. And to be able to support our sexual assault victims, I think, is a wonderful piece of legislation. We were the first state in the country by the signing of your legislation on interstate medical licensure compacts. We were the first state in the country to have that compact. We are racing against time a little bit, but by my clock on my desk, which is accurate, we were the first. And I didn't switch it back, so it was good. The NRC agreement, the state authorization, a wonderful piece of legislation. I think we did some wonderful things for ag and protection of private property rights during this session. The budget, a couple things about the budget. I profiled about $165 million. It came out about $280 million. But I appreciate you addressing those things that I thought were important. Of course, none of us got everything we wanted, and there's always things in there some of us may not have wanted. But as I look at it, I think you did a very good job addressing the needs of the state, and particularly we have dedicated a lot of money to our educational institutions, and I think that's important to do. Now on the what's left to do, a few things, not an exhaustive list, but first, health care. We addressed health care this session. We addressed Medicaid expansion, different points of view, and I understand that and I appreciate that. But I don't think any of you, whether you voted for Medicaid expansion or not, didn't recognize the situation in Wyoming, which is $200 million in uncompensated care for our hospitals, that every year that we go without expansion, about $120 million that would come to Wyoming goes to the federal government and is sent to other states for other citizens' health care, that we have small hospitals in this state, that some of whom only have about 19 days of cash on hand, and then we have still 17,000 people, the majority of whom are working, who are falling into the gap. Those facts aren't going to change. When we come back next session, it's not going to change. I tried to promote the SHARE plan, and that was rejected, and I understand why that was rejected, but we have to ask, if we're not going to do that, what's Plan B? What is the plan that we're going to do to address Wyoming health care when we have the highest health care costs in the country? It is a challenge for all of us, and there's not easy answers, but that's something all of us will have to work on during this interim period. State fiscal policy. There was some work done on the state fiscal policy. I think there needs to be more work done on that. We will still be asked the questions on the rainy day fund as we are facing perhaps next year $50 oil. What is the rainy day fund for? When is it going to be used and how it's going to be used? With regard to water, I appreciate the support on water this session, but as far as I'm concerned, we need to continue to push water in a big way because I just think of all our resources, all of our natural resources, water is number one. We need always to continue to focus on education and try to figure out what we need to do as a legislature and an executive branch to make sure education is as well done as possible in Wyoming. And for me, that should be at the highest level. So when we hear the criticisms about the legislature, we recognize a couple of things. All of us, you, me, will be judged by the work we have done or the work we have left undone. And that's most appropriate. That is what we're in the business of. But just to point out to you a couple of things just in terms of workload, which is not necessarily a reflection on quality, but certainly a reflection on workload. This current Congress convened January 6th, 2015, and since then they've enacted four laws. The 113th Congress, which is a two-year period, in that two-year period they enacted 296 laws. The year before, the Congress before, the 112th Congress, they enacted 284 laws. By our count this morning, the work that you've done, it's about 198 bills that were passed. So we will be judged by the bills or the lack of things that were passed. But in terms of workload, I want to congratulate each and every one of you again for the tremendous work that you do. The reason it works so well is because the way that you work with each other. You have tremendous respect for each other and respect for the institution. And as I think about why that is so, there's a number of reasons. But one of the reasons is this. You've had the privilege, and I've had the privilege, of working with people like Senator Jim Anderson. Jim, as you know, had a long experience here. He served in the House from 1997 to 2000. He went to the Senate. He was Senate Vice President from 2007 to 2008. He was Senate Majority Floor Leader from 2009 to 2010, and he was President of the Senate from 2011 to 2012. My observations of your Senator, Senator Anderson, is not only did he get things done, but that it was the way that he got things done that made him so effective and provided such great service to the state of Wyoming. And as you talk to people like Senator Anderson or Senator Geis, they talk about civility, respect for the institution, and always recognizing they are in it for the service to the citizens of Wyoming. So, Senator Anderson, President Anderson, I just want to say from the executive branch, we congratulate you on your remarkable success and thank you for all you've done for the citizens of Wyoming. Now, again, I recognize I'm between you and going home, and I got some good advice from Senator Hicks the other night at Bob Nicklaus's, which was what I should say in my speech, but it's only good advice if I keep it in my head and I don't use my outside voice to say what he's really said. But Senator Hicks, I take your advice in brevity, but as I finish up, you all have worked hard. We've got some things accomplished. We've got a lot of work ahead of us, including the fact that if we head into the next session with $50 oil, all of us are going to have to make very tough choices, and we're going to prepare for those choices. But as you go home, I congratulate you again for your service to the citizens of Wyoming. We thank those of you who agree with us, and we thank those of you who disagree with us, and we celebrate a citizen legislature in Wyoming and the service it provides to all our citizens. Mr. President, thank you for this time. Congratulations.
Thank you. Governor Mead, on behalf of the members of the Senate, thank you for making your remarks. And First Lady, thank you for everything that you do for us. Thanks. Thank you. Majority Floor Leader D.B. Bout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the following: that the Senate 63rd Wyoming State Legislature General Session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and by the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and House back into session. Number two, there is no such time, that if no such time is established before December 31st, 2015, the Senate 63rd Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned sine die effective at 12 o'clock noon on that date, and the Legislative Budget Session 63rd Wyoming State Legislature shall convene on the 8th day of February 2016 at the hour of 10 o'clock a.m. Number three, that the Senate specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives. And number four, that if the House of Representatives fails to concur in the action of the Senate under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives, the Senate 63rd Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned. Sign it aye.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
By your... Oh, opposed, no. I should call for the noes. By your vote, the motion has passed the Senate. We are now at that order of business, reading and approving of the journal. Senator Wasserberger.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President. You.
I'm so tired, so stressed, and so overtaxed with this journal committee that I move your journal committee reports that the journal of November 5th, 2015.
How about let's try March 5th, 2015?
March 5th, 2015. I'm so tired, so overworked. Has been read and recommends that it be approved, Mr. President.
March 6th.
I got the wrong date on here.
Yeah. It's the script. It should be this. Well, it's the script. He just reads the script. He's so tired he can't think. The motion is regarding, let's try that again.
Okay, I'll do it again. Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the Journal of March 6th, 2015 has been read and recommends that it be approved.
There being no objection, the report is adopted. The subject to the conditions set forth in the Majority Floor Leader Bebout's motion, the Senate 63rd Wyoming Senate State Legislature General Session is adjourned and shall convene the budget session on the 8th day of February 2016 at the hour of 10 o'clock a.m. The benediction will be by Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll go ahead and offer that on behalf of the body. Our Heavenly Father, we're extremely grateful that the 63rd session of our legislature has come to an end. We're grateful for the many blessings that we've enjoyed during this session and time together. We thank Thee for the privilege and honor and blessing it is to serve this state and the great people of this state. We realize that it's an honor, and we do take it seriously, and we appreciate the blessings and the inspiration and the guidance that we felt that we received during this session. We ask a blessing to be upon each of us as we return to our homes and our families and our businesses, that we might find all well. We thank Thee, Father, for the time we've had to share together, to do the work of the people, for the staff that we've been blessed with, for their efforts in making us look good. We're grateful, especially, Father, we take time and pause to consider this our last time in these confines for a while. And the pictures on the wall, the composites of past members who have served this state. We thank Thee for them, for their dedication and willingness to serve, and recognize and realize the posterity that we've been blessed with and the responsibilities that have been given to each of us. Help us to travel home in safety. Until we meet again as a body, and these things we say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Just a couple more mess up. Do we do the pledge, or what's everybody looking at the pledge for? No, I think we're done. I just did want to give a couple messages before I get. With respect to the, I handed out the assignments of committees for the interim. And when you get the NCSL, particularly in the CSG West, if you find yourself on a committee and you're really not going to travel, we have alternates. But if you might let me know if you feel like you'd rather, if you see somebody that wants to swap with you on those minor committees, I think that's fine. Just talk to me. If you're slated as a person that's not the alternate, communicate with the alternates. If you're someone that would go on those meetings, if the primary persons are not there, let me know, and we'll try to be a little bit flexible on that. I don't know if we worked it out. I did send out an email last night and asking A&I to maybe before we leave this last wonderful building to maybe paint a spot up in the dome that we could go up and sign as the 2015. Let's see if we can do that. I don't know if not, but... This is the last time many of us will be in this grand old building, and if we get that chance, I don't know if they've done it, but in 2010 they took a part of the like on a beam and they just painted it white. I think the governor went up and signed it, as did the elected. So I'll check my email before and see if that we were able to pull that together. If not, maybe we ought to just all go up and find a beam and sign it together. It's been a wonderful privilege. I've enjoyed doing this. It's a wonderful building. It'll be sad not to be back there. With that, the Senate is adjourned.